Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. This week is part one of my review of 2014. So sit back and listen to some Black Bombayan. We'll be right back. band Bane, taking off their album from this year, Far Out. It's the album, and that song is Arabia. This week I'm doing a two-parter for the review of 2014. I'm kind of going to get the long songs done this week so I can lash loads of songs in next week, because there's a couple of albums this year that had long songs that were really good. So rather than try and squeeze loads in next week with long songs and having to play shorter versions or whatever, I decided to do the long ones this week. And I've got also got a couple of lovely beers this week. What I'll do next week is I'll pick out my favourite beers of the year as well, and I'll drink them again for your pleasure. I've got two tonight, I've got American Amber by Wicklow Wolf Brewing Company. They're based out in Bray, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. And then I've got one of the seasonal 8 Degrees brews. This is the Double Irish. It's an Imperial IPA, knocking in at 9%, so I'll be talking about that a bit later on. So the first beer up is the American Amber, brewed the Wicklow way. So it's they're based out in Bray, it says. So I suppose something good had to come out of Bray eventually. So it's a sweet caramel and tropical fruit tones, offset by a tang of citra hops, mellow. It says as a American Amber goes, it's a nice red colour. If you'd hold it up, it'd look a bit like Smittix, but it tastes nothing like it. It's really nice. It's a nice amber. It's not overly hoppy, but it has enough of a punch for people that are into hops. I'd say for American Amber, Wicklow Wolf, I'd give it about a 6.5 out of 10. Yeah, it's one I would buy, but it's fucking £4 a bottle, so it's not the cheapest. But nice to treat yourself. 6.5 out of 10, American Amber. I'll tell you what strength it is now. It's coming in at 4.8, so it's not too bad. And it's our half litre bottles. So give it a go if you want to try something different. Support your local brewery and all that. So next up, I'm going to play another one of the long songs that came out this year. This is off Bong Ripper's Miserable. This song is Descent. Thank you. That was Bong Ripper, The Scent, off their album Miserable from this year. Came out in July. Yeah, great album. And I think they took three songs, totaling about over an hour. 17, 18 and 28 minutes long in and around. But yeah, it's definitely an album worth checking out if you haven't already. Next song I'm going to play, it's not like compared to the other two, it's not that long. It's the Sleep song that came out earlier this year, The Clarity. It they released it there on one-sided vinyl, I see. When did they release it? Not long ago. But it was like fucking stupid money and you had to get it from America, so it didn't bother me at all. It would be a nice piece to have. So here we go. It's The Clarity, and then afterwards I'll be reviewing the next drink. We'll be right back. Right, there you had Sleep and the Clarity. I mentioned earlier that they brought it out and it was stupid money. Like, probably wasn't really. It was only like $20 or something like that. But it was one song, one-sided record. So, in my opinion, that's stupid money. So, especially considering I'd have to pay shipping from America. So, nearly double the price. So, next up, I've got 8 Degrees. Double Irish, it's called. They have one out. I had a pint of it in a pub there a couple of weeks ago called the Full Irish. And then this is the Imperial version of it. It's an IPA. They've got 3 Imperials out at the moment. One is a Russian Imperial Stout. And the other was, I can't remember what the other, it was a Belgian Double. So, they're all coming in around 8 or 9%. So this one is, I opened it and the bang of hops off it was something else. It was lovely. And it doesn't have that gluey taste that I usually get from Imperial or Double IPAs. I don't know what that is. I think it's just because of my fucked up taste buds. But this one is, it's really nice. Thing with Imperials or Double IPAs, you kind of need to, it's not a first drink. You'd have something else to sort of wet your whistle and dull the taste buds first. And this one is no different. Sorry, just taking a drink there. Although it is a lot easier to drink than most Imperial drinks, in my opinion. It's got a lovely hoppy finish, and it's bitter, but it's not too bitter. It's kind of got a sweetness to it as well. And I'd give this, like, as an Imperial IPA, I'd rate this up fairly high in them. This is probably about 7.5%, or 7.5 out of 10. If you're looking for something a bit stronger, and it's gonna give you a fucking kick in the back of the head when you drink it, give this a go. It's the 8 Degrees Double Irish Imperial IPA, coming in at 9%. So next up is, we're at the end of the show. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org, or you can get in touch on Twitter at @HMD_on_the_radio, or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So the night, has been kind of my favourite of the longer albums or longer songs this year. And the last song is by Conan. That's off their album from this year. It's Blood Eagle is the album, and the song is Crown of Talons. So enjoy, and I will see you next week for the shorter, faster songs. So until next week, good luck.